Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a little something. I know Josh has something. I want to tell you guys about the tarps off trend that's going around right now in Major League Baseball. So if you're going to a Rockies game and you see a bunch of rando dudes up in one section, all with their shirts off.
Wait, what?
Spinning them around in the air, acting loud, goofy, and singing all sorts of stupid songs. It's called the tarps off trend right now.
They're doing this at ball games?
They are. It's multiple stadiums. It started out in St. Louis, and now it's been in Detroit, Tampa Bay, Philly, Seattle, Anaheim, and yes, at Coors Field. All these dudes are getting their drink on, and they're all kind of gathering in one location in the stands, and they all take their shirts off and start swinging their shirts around. I know, you're okay. All happy right now.
Well, that's how you get me to a Rockies game.
There you go.
They should have started this at the beginning of the season. I would have been to every single one.
The MLB is happy about it. They're saying that attendance is actually up at all the stadiums so far this season, averaging roughly 1,000 more fans per game than a year ago, maybe because of this tarps off trend. They say if it continues, baseball could average 30,000 fans per game for the first time since 2016.
It's exciting.
So they are encouraging the shirtless behavior.
I can't wait to go to a game now.
How do we get the ladies to do this?
Well,
dude, be a pervert.
Anyway, Katie, if you like abs and nipples,
well, I do.
This is for you, girl.
That's right in my alley.
Tarps off trend. What else is going off?
Well, there's a couple things. Yeah. So, yes, the Avs did lose. I know. I understand. But don't worry. There's good news. There's a silver lining.
Okay. Yay.
Cale Makar might be back for the next game tomorrow night. Okay.
That's good news.
He was injured last game. It showed. There was a hole in the defense. It's okay. He might be back. We're hoping and crossing our fingers. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. On top of that, Aaron Rodgers, the famous Aaron Rodgers for all the women he's dated and everything like that, says, hey, I'm retiring from football.
Yeah.
After this next year. Why? Because the Steelers texted him or called him and said, hey, we'll give you $25 million to play. And he goes, all right, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. I could make an extra $25 million this year. He will be back with the Steelers for one more year. And then he says, I'm out. I am done with that. And then to cap it all off, Joey Chestnut is in the news for once that is not in July for his Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He slapped a person in the face.
Oh.
He says it was all in good fun and that he didn't slap him that hard. The police said otherwise. They said, hey, you know what, man? We have it on surveillance video. We see you slapping him. And he goes, you slapped him really hard. And then he looked at the video and goes, yeah, you know what? That wasn't all in good fun. I'm very sorry.
I actually did slap that
guy. He issued an apology. He said, I have to pay $189 and serve 190 days in jail. But they said, no, you don't have to serve the 190 days in jail. Just go and do your thing. You're fine. So he apologized and paid the fine. That's your sports minute right there.
Why do I feel like you need to take a splash of Gatorade
right now?
Josh is worn out over there. Hey, the Avs lost last night. Bad news. Good news, they get a try again. Here's some headlines
floating around this
morning. Here's the world's fastest mile-high hype. The oldest continuously operating Red Lobster location in Tallahassee, Florida, is closing on Saturday. It's been open since the 70s.
Aww.
The 13th Annual Avocado Festival in Mexico just witnessed a Guinness World Record, a 15,000-pound serving of guacamole. People are mad at Jessica Simpson right now because she was on a flight to Hawaii, and she and her mom were up in first class, and the children were back in coach.
What?
I know, and people are mad at her for this. Now, she threw the blame onto her mother, saying, Mom bought the tickets. The trip was her treat. I don't know what to tell you guys. She did say, though, she's like, if I had bought the tickets, the kids would have been in first class with me. So she threw it on her mom.
I'm sure the kids like not being by their parents, right?
Everybody
was happy.
You can jack around in the back there. Yeah. You would eat a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Your mom's not going to tell you to stop. I got one final thing for you. Heritage Auctions, up for grabs. Matthew Perry's estate items. 130 different items up for sale, including his wallet containing an American Express card and his AAA card. There's a few pieces from the Friends set. There's a Banksy painting, The Girl with the Balloon, estimated at $800,000. A few SAG awards up for grabs. And how about this? A photo album from Jennifer Aniston that she created for the show's wrap-up. And it's a bunch of candid photos from the cast. some private dinner photos, and some quotes in there, handwritten stuff.
That's up for sale?
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Stick with them.
It's about $5,000 right now if you'd like the photo album, which is, I think, fairly affordable for somebody who loves Friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bids are going on right now. I think it wraps up June 5th, something like that, finalizes. So.
I still miss that guy.
I know. Sad. Funny
so
guy.
Sad.
What's
so
local
sad.
Stuff?
Okay, well, Colorado's favorite funny guys, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they were on Jimmy Kimmel this week. And so, of course, they got off on the topic of saving Casa Bonita.
I'd love to play it for you, but my computer's frozen again.
Oh.
So.
Well, aww. They just talked about how it was a really dumb idea for them to undertake that entire remake of that restaurant. Like, it initially, they thought it was going to cost them like $7 million to finish it and restore it and everything. And when they were all said and done, $50 million later,
they did not know what they were getting into.
Absolutely.
Was there not a walkthrough beforehand?
Well, I'm sure there were, but when they started taking down those walls and looking under all those restaurants, like quality hoods and stuff in the kitchen, they
is that what it was? The restaurant quality hoods?
Well, you know, like the overhead hoods and the grills and stuff. If you've ever worked in a restaurant, that's one of the dirtiest parts of it. I know you're laughing, but that's a big part of it.
They weren't worried about the lead pipes or asbestos. Yes. They were like,
oh, I'm sure all of it.
This is not a restaurant quality hood right here.
You know what?
There goes another million.
All of that had to come into play, but they... They were very excited that they could keep one of Colorado's most iconic, treasured
happy.
Restaurants around. They were like, you know, I don't know if we would do it again, knowing what we know now, but
especially
we're glad.
Those restaurant quality hoods.
You know?
We had no idea the
They're
cost
spendy.
Of those.
They're so spendy, but okay.
You're funny.
But it's true. Okay.
That's funny that you jumped to that as their biggest concern. Not that the pipes were completely full of grease.
I worked in a restaurant for a long time, and I know how dirty those hoods get.
This exhaust system, it is not up to code. Write me a check for $50 million.
$50 million
I don't
later.
Even know why I'm talking like this. That's the foreman on the job. Listen, Matt, Trey, whatever your names are, it's going to be about $50 million. These restaurant quality vents.
Do you
want to
talk
hoods.
About the oatmeal cream pie bandit?
No, I'm sorry. We're out of time.
That's all good. You know what? South Park wrapping it up for you, Mile High Hype.
That's all you get with JKJ. Here it makes.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Kind of a funny story floating around this morning. I can't wait to get old and do fun things. A 99-year-old woman just set the Guinness World Record for the oldest person ever to crowd surf. She did it during a Brantley Gilbert set at the Rock Country Festival, whatever it is, out in Texas. She's known as Gangster Granny. She does a ton of stuff on social.
Oh, I love her.
She's really cute. She does a lot of pranks and
yes.
stuff. But yeah, oldest woman now to crowd surf. At 99 years old, and why the hell not?
I cannot wait until I get to that age. I was just in the grocery store yesterday, and I came across somebody who I like immediately was like, I cannot wait to be you. So he was riding around on one of those scooters that you ride in the grocery store. You know what I mean?
The little basket in front.
He beeps when it backs up.
Did not care about anybody. Did not. Like, it was so funny. And I saw him because I was coming out of an aisle into the meat department. And he was just like taking no names, didn't care. But not only that, he was on his phone. So he was driving this little scooter.
Zero Fs
while
were given.
He was talking on his phone. And he was bumping into like the tortilla stand. And you know the little pepperoni cart that is by
not
the meat.
The pepperoni
you know what
cart
I mean? Like all the little things hey. On the side, like he was just hitting them, he didn't even care. And then I saw him go around the corner into the produce, and all of a sudden I heard whoa, and he's like coming in hot, and I was just like oh my gosh, he does not care at all. Like he is just rolling through this grocery store like he owns
that's
it.
That's an old
like,
dude scooter thing for sure.
And I could not wait to become him. I was like, I cannot wait.
What
till
can
I
you
get
say
to the point.
You're like, oh, bless his yeah. heart, he's old, and bless his heart, he's in a little scooter.
That's exactly what I did. I wasn't going to tell him to get off his phone.
No.
I'm like, he is loving life right now.
I would have pushed the pepperoni shelf a little bit closer
right?
to him so he could just knock the whole thing over.
Yeah. He didn't.
I'm like, sir, you're the greatest generation. Just roll over.
The funniest part, he did not even have any groceries in his cart. I think he was just there to have fun.
It
like,
was empty.
I just think he was just there
cruising
riding
for
around
chicks.
In the scooter. Like, I was just like,
I think it's,
guy,
you know,
this is great.
Old guy aside, generally, I think the people on those scooters just don't.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. And we watch out for them. At least I do.
Oh,
if
yeah. I stop, let them go.
The scooter coming. I'm not getting in their way. I'm like, you go first.
There's a lot of power behind the scooter.
There really is, you know?
Yeah.
And he knew that. He knew it. He was just like.
They see me rolling. They hating. Then Lori sent us a message on the text line, and I was like, we got to get Lori on the air. So she called in. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. First of all, thank you for listening and texting and calling. You're a rock star. Second, you got to tell everybody about your 80-year-old aunt.
So we're just, you know, minding our own business, shopping around the store, and she comes around the corner, takes it wide, clips this stack of wine boxes with bottles, you know, sprinkled all around.
Yeah.
And they start to shake, and she just keeps on tootling.
No!
And all of a sudden, like, one falls, and another falls. Oh! Like a cascade. Seriously, there are probably 20-plus just crashing to the ground.
Awesome.
Wine everywhere, and she's just tootling down by the dairy section.
Awesome.
Looking at the milk, the cheese.
She just tootled away, didn't she? Were you with her?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I just, first I'm standing there, you need to look at it like, I can't afford to pay for this.
Yeah. So then did you tootle away as well?
No, because I'm a good human being. So I talked to the grocery manager, and he was just like, it's okay. It happens all the time. And so they're like, you know, they put the little cones off. Nobody can go in that area. And she's just bopping down, you know, now the hygiene section, just buying shampoo like nothing's going on.
A trail of shampoo behind her. Mouthwash
and
everywhere.
I know. I catch up with her and I said, Auntie, what are you doing? And she's from Texas. And so she's got this little accent. She says, well, if they didn't want it to be out and knocked into, they shouldn't have put it in my way.
You know what?
Should have made these lanes wider.
That's a solid life lesson right there from Auntie.
That's what she said. My God.
You don't want me making a mess, get it out of the way, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Lori, I love this story. You made our morning. Thank you so
good.
Very much.
Thank you. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Lori.
You. Thank you. So funny. So good. This high school is in the news this morning. It doesn't say where it's at, darn it. Oh, well, the story is the main part. A delicious dish of baked dirt was accidentally served during a high school community supper. Oh, here it is. In Maine last week. The school admitted the mistake on socials, saying that it was an unfortunate incident. Here's how it happened. Earlier in the day, students had been baking potting soil as part of a science activity to sterilize it so they could later test, like, plant growth, I guess. The soil had been placed in a baking dish, covered with foil, and set off to the side. And during mealtime, there was some chaos in the kitchen as servers were working to quickly deliver food to the tables. The dish was accidentally grabbed and brought out. Three students ate the soil, thinking it was a dessert item. Immediately realized that it, this tastes like dirt. And they spit it out. The kids, I guess, and the dirt are doing fine. The school insisted this was just a coincidence and not a prank. And there is no indication that anyone was hurt or sickened by the mix-up, but that is damn funny to me. The lunch lady comes out with her big old dish. Here's some dessert, kids.
This tastes like dirt.
This sucks!
Mud pies are realistic.
So funny. I was actually at a school last night, the middle school, for my son. For those of you that have listened for many, many years, kiddos leaving middle school and heading into high school next year. So it was the final band concert last night, which was, it was heartwarming, actually.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. He's not going to be pursuing band in high school, and I'm still trying to decide if that's a good idea or not, mostly because we spent a buttload of money on a trumpet.
Yeah, right? No, it's, I mean, once you make that investment, it's hard to just see them be like, well, I want to play the flute now.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like, not even that. It's like, I feel like you're in high school now and you really need to maybe focus on your academics, and you can knock out a ton of classes and almost essentially knock out a first year of college.
Yeah.
While you're in high school. So it's like, do you make him focus on the academics and getting good grades, or do you let him play the trumpet for funsies in one of his electives or, you know, study hours or things like that? Because, I mean, let's be logical. Where's the trumpet going to take you in life?
But
I know.
The thing is,
there's arguments.
So I played the cello all through school.
Did you?
From elementary school into middle school, all the way through high school. And in my orchestra class, there are two people in particular who play violin all around the world now. You know what I mean? So it can happen.
You could. But the odds of that, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
To be the trumpet player for Dave Matthews or something.
Yes, yeah. That, is that dream going to come true? Chances are probably not.
Probably
but
not.
Learning a musical instrument and playing
so
music
beneficial.
And just like the time counting, one, two, three,
not
going
to deny it.
If it's a waltz, right? Like
not
there's
gonna
so
deny
many
you.
Benefits that come with playing music that actually help in your academics.
I agree.
And so I feel like playing the cello was a huge part. In mm-hmm. me graduating and how I did in high school and everything. And,
multiple studies know, on that, Katie.
Retaining information,
yes.
My memory.
No
so
argument
I,
for me.
If I were to, I would say I would, you know, err on the side of he should play in high school. But that's just me.
And that's the thing. Like, I was like all in on, yeah, it's probably a good idea to let this go. Get your engineering classes in. Get your business classes in. But like, he played so good last night that I was like, dang, maybe he should continue this a little bit in high school and develop that even more friendships, you know, with the band kids.
And there's that, too.
There's the friendship aspect,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the community aspect of everybody doing the same thing. I mean, the like-mindedness, it's hard mm-hmm. to deny that. But a lot of texts in here
coming in
about
probably a bunch of clarinet players.
Well, you know, I mean, just I love Erica. She said that she works in a high school, and she says just make sure he finds something to be involved in. You can't just focus on academics.
100%. Yeah, I will say
you know,
that.
Like, and so I think that that's great. Whatever he does. Decides to do, just make sure he finds something.
And we have absolutely said that, whether now you know, if he's thinking maybe cross country even or track or theater or something. Yes, you have to be involved.
Yeah.
Again, for the friend aspect, for the life lessons aspect, robotics, do something.
Yeah.
But I'm just not 100% that trumpet is the way to go.
But if he's good at it, I think that at
but
this
he's good
point
at
too,
it.
Like he's old enough to be able to decide what
yeah.
he wants to do. And if it's, I mean, I know Josh, you play musical instruments and you sing and you also play sports. Like, do you think all of those helped you, especially in high school?
Yeah, being in band and choir and guitar classes and piano classes, they all kind of culminate together. It's all about your brain function and how
yeah.
well everything works together. I loved my band classes. I loved my choir classes. I thought they were really fun. And for me,
yeah.
the thing that I liked about it is you were talking about academia earlier, Jeremy. It was like choir and band is not like a hard class per se. And it kind of breaks up the, oh, I have math, then I have chemistry, then I have blah, blah, blah. And you
sure,
get in
yeah,
the middle of the day,
that.
Hey, I'm going to band and
yeah.
I'm going to have fun with my friends. And it's kind of a nice little break in between because it's not the most mentally challenging classes there, you know?
Yeah.
So I really liked it.
And
I
you could play taps at my funeral.
There
oh.
you go. Is that stolen valor?
No idea. I had to bring it there. But
three hot cross buns.
I
yes,
thought about
could.
It. I was like, he could play taps.
Yes, he could.
The one thing I won't miss, though, and I will tell you, I was sitting up front really close last night to where he was playing and the other trumpet players, is when they're playing and they got to dump out that spit valve.
Oh,
Lord, no.
The buckets?
No. And you know what? There's not even buckets. They
There's
just
no
dump
buckets?
It right on the gym floor.
What?
I know. I was like, put a potty pad down or
oh,
something.
Oh, no, right? The puppy pad.
Put a puppy yeah. pad down or a bucket. But no, they were just oh. right there on the floor. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
dude, should have taken up drums. Earlier this year, Duncan has tested 48-ounce buckets of iced coffee at a few of their locations.
What?
For reference, a venti iced coffee at Starbucks is about 24 ounces, so it's like ordering two of those. Well, guess what, friends? Now they're going to be available nationwide starting tomorrow. The buckets are $13 each and can be filled with iced coffee or refreshers, fully customizable with varying flavors, caffeine, and sweetness. But if you want one, you're going to have to hurry because Duncan says each store will only have 25 buckets.
Why?
And it's unclear if they're going to be restocked or not. Yeah, why?
You know you can make more buckets. They're
you
doing
totally
the
could.
Supply and the demand thing where they're making it bigger than it really is.
They say the buckets
Ugh.
Are not meant to be shared. There's room for only one straw and they will not fit in your cup holder.
What
and you can't
that much
get
iced
a refill.
Coffee?
That is so much iced coffee. It looks like a sand pail that you would take to the beach. That's exactly how it looks. But $13 for a bucket of coffee? Are you kidding me?
It's going to be bouncing off the walls.
That's excessive. That's the whole lifestyle creep thing to me.
Absolutely.
Like where you're just buying it to buy it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you got extra cash.
Yes.
You should be doing other things with that money.
Well, and it's funny you bring up that term because it's hitting people on all different levels of economics, right? Like I saw a story about Simone Biles. She was talking about getting ready for the red carpet. And she put on Twitter, she's like, $22,000. That's how much it cost her to be red carpet ready. And she was as shocked as your face, Josh, because she was like, my fellow celebrities, is this what we're doing to get ready for the red carpet? Because if it's the case, count me out. Like, she was so shocked.
But that's her world, right?
That is her
world.
She's
got to keep up.
She feels like she has to keep up with everybody else. And I think that we kind of feel that on our own level, too, you know, like, I want to go and I want to have a nice car that keeps me safe and gets me from place to place. And I'm willing to put up a little extra money to do so. You know what I mean? Like people's homes, they're willing to pay a little extra money just because it is a kind of a reflection of them. Right.
Yeah.
But even shopping, I know.
For sure. And you got to be careful with that because I read a lot of financial stuff and they say the lifestyle creep will get you. And it's specifically like right after you get raises. At work, if you get any sort of pay bump, you've got to be careful that now your lifestyle's a little bit better. So now you feel like you can go out and buy $13 buckets of coffee. And yeah, you know, I deserve the Mercedes now. I'm making a little bit more money. They're saying you got to be careful with that. You should take that little boost in income and actually tuck it back.
Yeah.
And not spend it and make sure you don't get involved with lifestyle creep. And that's hard to do.
It's so hard to do
because you do feel like, hey, I got a little bit of extra cash now. I'm going to go buy blankety blankety blank.
Well, yeah.
You got to watch it. You know where mine would be?
Where?
Because you just mentioned shopping. Costco or Sam's.
Oh, yeah.
I roll into a Costco or Sam's and it's like all of a sudden, money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll buy everything in that damn store.
Absolutely. I need 20 packs of beef jerky.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't? Like,
four bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's. Hell yes. And some pants.
The big bottles, too. No,
and I'll be rolling out, be like, that food court. I see you, food court.
That's so funny.
I'm getting a slice on the way out, too.
That's exactly like every payday. I'm like, the drive-thru's going to hate to see me come. It's like, you know, like
I'm
going to
make that drive-thru my biatch.
Every single one. So, yeah, no, it's hard for me to remember.
We've got to watch it.
Like, I'm in a certain class, and I need to keep it in check.
You do have to remember, a very nice used Honda Civic will do you just fine.
Absolutely.
It'll get you from point A to point B. And you'll feel way more comfortable having a little extra cheddar in the bank versus rolling around in a $50,000 car.
Well, because that's it. It makes it, because the whole point of, you know, the raise and everything is to be able to save, right? It's about saving for the rainy day. And it's hard to do that if you're
blowing
it out the window every time.
It's because you're trying to impress people. That's one of the biggest things. It's like you worry too much about what people think you are rolling up in. And then, you know, they don't know your backstory that, maybe you're sitting on $1 million.
Well, we haven't even talked fashion yet. The minute a new woman comes into our office with a new purse, I need a new purse. Gosh, I can't tell you the last time I got a new purse. Like, then all of a sudden, I'm looking for a new purse. It never entered my mind.
Because you want people to look at you and be like, dang,
somebody
Katie's purse.
Else's new purse.
Like, your Walmart purse would be just fine. Yeah. It'll hold your chapstick and tampons, no problem.
It'll hold everything I
it
need.
It will.
Absolutely. So it is that. It is keeping up with people. And I know, Josh, you have to feel this.
In high school, it was the worst. Yeah. Like, everybody at my high school had the most up-to-date shoes, jeans, shorts, pants, anything. And
those were Valor kids. They got
Valor,
the money.
That's
a whole other thing.
It was
rich.
Wild, though. It was wild to experience that because I went to a school that had uniforms all the way through eighth grade. So we all were uniform.
Yeah.
No one could stand out. Then I went to Valor, and it was a culture shock. I was like, Mom, I need new everything.
Yeah.
So but you guys had the cheddar, so.
I did get the stuff, but it was still hard,
Jared. I'm tell you guys right now. I've perfected the not spending. Unless I'm at Costco or Sam's,
right?
With the lifestyle creep. I tuck back a lot, but I'm going to admit something right now. My pants I have on today, Amazon Basics pants.
$20.
Don't tell anybody. I will show you the tag right now. I'm wearing Amazon pants.
You are pretty basic, though.
Hey!
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, all my little horn blowers. It is time to play Fast Five, so give us a jingle. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played before. Be brave. You could do it. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the line, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a really annoying 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You want to try to pull that off? 303-691-1649. For people who have never heard this before, give us some examples, Katie.
Okay, yeah, because it's all over the place. You ask for things like, quick, name five things you can fold. Like your money, right?
Yeah.
Don't jiggle, jiggle. Five types of onions has been asked before. And then five brands of cold meds. It was Michelle who came in hot, big winner yesterday with Fast Five. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy.
Yeah, that's the charm of this game. It's kind of silly. If you get placed on hold, guys, don't hang up. That means you're in. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. Now listen, if you do win today, we've got a killer prize for you.
Yeah, first of all, you're going to the best venue on the planet. You're headed to Red Rocks to see the one and only legend, Santana.
Mm.
He's going to rock it out up there, Morrison. So yeah, you're winning a pair of tickets when you win Fast Five today.
That's going to be a damn good concert, I think.
Can you imagine his guitar bouncing off the rocks, like the sound of it? How amazing that's going to sound. So yeah,
magical.
Heck of a prize this week.
Fast Five is all brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. All right, if you get placed on hold, do not hang up, but the number is 303-691-1649. And we've got Ava, looks like, was the first one in. Hi, Ava.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
I'm super, super dupes.
Yay! Double super. What do you got going on today?
It's my kid's last day of school, so we're just hanging out, yeah.
Now what do you do with them, right?
That's why I'm super dupes excited, because I love hanging out with them.
Do you? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. What grade are they wrapping up?
A third and seventh.
Third and seventh.
So
okay.
They've got one more year of elementary and then going into high school, or are they just still in high school?
They'll be in eighth grade next year, and then one will be in fourth grade next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got big moves going on in my house. I got one leaving elementary going to middle, and one leaving middle going to high school. So it is a big move for
us. That's a big change.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll just say Knickknack is sad.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of feelings this time of year.
Got a lot of feels. All right, what do I have for you? Okay, no sequels and no cheating, Ava. Don't you cheat.
I will not cheat.
All right. 10 seconds. Give me five movies starring Harrison Ford. Go!
Oh, my gosh. This is so hard. Star Wars?
One.
Yay!
Blade.
That's the big one.
And Indiana Jones. Like, those are the two biggies. There.
Very hard.
And
many
more. Like, he's been in 1,000 movies. But that's okay.
Oh,
you were on the spot.
You were.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Good luck to your kids.
Thanks, Ava.
Thanks,
you as well.
Thanks,
yours
too.
Bye.
Bye.
We got Heidi Bobaidi. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What you doing today?
Just going to school. Got one more week. So, my daughter in the back. She's a first grader.
Hi, kiddo. It's a little hard to hear you, Heidi. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Okay, is this better?
That's way better.
Now
yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
I want to be able to hear you. So where do you work?
Yes. I work in Jeffco Schools at a middle school.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Carmody?
It is Deer Creek.
Bear Creek?
Bear Creek Middle School, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Bear Creek High School, so.
Oh, my gosh, small world.
I know. Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Yes.
That's very kind of you. All right, what do I have? What do I have? What do I have? Do you know a lot about cars?
I sense to.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a brand, and you got to give me five models. In 10 seconds, give me five vehicles made by Nissan. Go.
Oh, Nissan.
Oh my gosh. I have no clue. Typical. I do not know.
Oh,
Heidi,
man.
That was really bad. That was really bad.
But I mean, once you figured, you're just like, you know,
she hung
it's
up.
Fine. Oh, Heidi.
Oh, Heidi, don't hang up.
It was great talking to you, though.
Oh,
she's like,
make her
you know what? This is bad.
That's all right. Oh, Heidi. Well, Heidi, we lost you. I don't know if you hung up or just we just lost you, but better luck next time. All right, who do we got? I got Amber on the line. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, you. Would you have known that Nissan one?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
On the spot, it's different, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, no.
So my little note on the screen just says.
I'm more of a Ford girl, so.
Oh, well, you're after my own heart, then. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Ford boy. Amber, it says you're working today. Where do you work?
I clean houses. I talked to you the other day.
Oh, yeah. We did talk to you. Okay, so still cleaning. All right, good.
I'm not going through those underwear drawers.
That's right. I remember you. What's your favorite cleaning product?
My steam cleaner.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those for, like, the grout and stuff, so you can get in the grout.
You know, that's exactly what I use it for.
Yeah.
The showers.
Oh,
and my teeth.
Oh.
Grout and teeth, I think.
That's no. You need a water pick, Jared.
Maybe you need a dental appointment for that, Jared.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually really glad that you called back, Amber.
You.
I kid you not, I was thinking about you a couple days ago when our house was a mess.
How funny, I was also thinking about
were
you.
Were you?
Like,
Nicole was like, I need somebody, I need help.
Because it's like $30 an hour, right? Is that what you told us?
Yeah, but I might up him a dollar since you gave me crap.
Oh, damn it! Damn it,
one for you, Chair.
Listen, if no matter whether or not you win or lose, I want you to hang tight and we'll get your, I'll have Josh get your information. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just so I have it. Because, no joke, I was thinking about you.
No, I was as well. Like, how much I did not want
to
leave.
I love the opportunity. Just,
yeah. All right. Well, hang on the line no matter what, okay?
Okay.
What do I have for you? What do I have? In 10 seconds, give me 5 chain restaurants. I want their mascots. Go.
The Blue Parrot. Yep, that's a hard one. Hard girl.
Oh, no.
You've never heard of Ronald McDonald?
I know, just like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Chick-fil-A cow.
Wait,
I know.
Shush. I might reuse
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. I know.
Sorry.
Dang.
All right, Amber, don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Josh get your information, okay? And you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, once you start thinking.
I know.
It's like,
Hi, Marky Mark.
Hey,
it's Mark. You at school drop-off right now? What are you doing?
Yes, I just dropped my daughter off, and now I got to head home, and I'm then pick up my son, take him to school.
Wow, you're dead on duty for sure.
No.
Good for you. All right. I don't like some of these today. I had a lot of listeners send some stuff in, and I'm not, All right, here's one. You can do real or fake, okay?
Okay.
Real or fake, in 10 seconds, give me the names of 5 famous explorers. Go.
H.G. Wells, Daniel Boone.
Yep.
Mark Twain, maybe.
I'm going to hold on to
the
that
big
one.
The big ones, right? I won't say
right.
It.
The big. There's some biggies that you missed. Mark, nice talking to you. Have a super dupes day.
Thank you.
Bye, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Are
we going to get a winner today?
I hope
or
so.
Kelsey, are we going to play this until like 10 o'clock today?
I don't know. We just might.
Oh.
My note says last day of school for you guys, too.
Yes.
All right. What are you going to do with those kids all summer?
Lose my mind, for sure.
Yep. I'm with you, girlfriend.
The realest answer ever.
That is real. Not like that last lady who was like, I love hanging out with my kids.
Well, that's real, too, but
I don't think so.
They also make you lose your mind.
They will make you lose your mind.
A little bit.
Would you like
Can
to
give them our shout-out real
quick? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
I have Macy and Lucas with me.
Cute.
Hi, Macy. Hi, Lucas.
Hi.
Their little voices
is
fantastic.
So cute.
That is one of the reasons I love this feature. All the families listen, so thank you for that, Kelsey.
Of course.
All right, you ready?
I am.
10 seconds. Chain restaurants. Be thinking about them because I need 5 mascots from chain restaurants. Go.
Chick-fil-A, Red Robin.
Name the mascot.
The cow, the bird. Oh, crap.
No! Yeah, I needed the mascots. So. Never heard of Ronald McDonald, huh?
I know. It's all good.
Kelsey, have a super dupes day.
Yeah.
You as well. Right,
bye. Have a great last day of school, kids. Bye.
Speaking of Red Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you big goof. It's your daughter's birthday today?
It sure is. She's turning 13 today.
Hey.
Oh, that's a big one. Officially a teenager.
I know.
Yes, she is.
Robin, you're getting old.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, congrats to your daughter. What's her name?
Her name's Presley.
Presley, the big 13.
Happy birthday, Presley.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hi. Have fun, kiddo. All right. In 10 seconds, Robin,
okay.
I need the names of the mascots from 5 chain restaurants. Go.
Okay, Ronald McDonald, Grimace, Hamburglar, Red Robin Bird, Chick-fil-A Cow, Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Taco Bell.
Well, I got a tingle. I got a little bit of a tingle off that one. There's just one final thing that you have to do for me.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn sound.
Yeah!
The excitement in your
you
voice,
good.
Robin. That was so good.
You did real good.
And on Presley's birthday.
Woo-woo! Yeah. Woo-woo! Let me do it one more. Get short of here.
Woo!
Robin, congratulations. You're going to be going to see Santana at Red Rocks. Woo-hoo! You got a really good prize.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Oh, we are excited for you. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets. And Katie.
Yeah.
We got to do it all again tomorrow morning.
Can't wait.
7:30. Jeremy, Katie, Josh. It's called Fast 5 here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
I feel like there's trouble in paradise.
Oh.
What do you mean?
The wheels are falling off the plane over there with Pilot Girl that Josh is seeing. There's trouble in paradise.
No.
The wheels I'm starting, are falling off.
The wheels are falling off the Cessna.
It's like break a leg or something. I don't know.
No.
Why is your girlfriend so mean to you?
Oh, she's not mean.
Oh, that's not what you said off the air. Anyway, go ahead.
She does something. Look, she's great. She's great. Little Pilot she's Girl. Mean. She's great. She does something, and it bothers me, and because it's happened a lot. And so, in the middle of a topic or a conversation, I'll be talking to her, and she goes, oh, I have this thing tomorrow. I have so-and-so. And for me, if I'm conversing with someone, I would say, hey, Katie, I have a hair appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing. You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
She goes, I have an appointment. And if I ask and go, oh, like, what appointment? She's like, well, why does that matter? I'm like,
oh,
what?
What's she hiding from you?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
There's 2 ways to look at this. What is she hiding from you? Or why are you being so insecure? Are you worried about what she's doing and who she's seeing?
I know. Am I like being nosy? And I don't feel like I am. I feel like if you're not hiding something, you would just go, oh, I have a hair appointment tomorrow or whatever. But it's happened multiple times.
Something's
where it's
happened.
Like, and I'm like, I'm like, you just can't tell me. Like, it feels like almost starting a fight on purpose so that we can do a little arguing or something. And I'm like, oh, we're really
maybe she's into it
on a Thursday. We're really doing this on a Thursday.
You
she likes the drama.
I'm like, it's 7:30 in the morning. Why are we starting this right
why
now?
She's doing why that? Are you she's... asking her a lot? Like, are you really trying to keep track of her? Like, where are you going? Why are
absolutely
you doing that?
Absolutely not. And first of all, we have each other's location, so no, I'm not doing that. And like, I'm not constantly asking where you're going, but when she brings up, hey, I have an appointment, and then I go, oh, what appointment? And she goes, why does it matter? I'm
and
like,
that's
well,
where,
that's why it matters, because you're
weird.
Saying it.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a totally natural follow-up question.
Yeah,
of,
thank
I have
you.
An appointment. What's the appointment for? You know?
Thank you.
Like, that's what I would ask. So,
how'd you ask her? Be like, why is it such a big deal?
No, because then we start arguing. I don't like to argue.
Communication, it's avoid the worst.
It. I know. It's the
I'll just avoid it and talk about her on the air, and then she'll be really pissed.
Well, then she'll know you want to talk about it.
Where's she at right now?
Really banking on the fact
where's
she's
she
not
at
listening.
Right now? Look at your phone if you're following
let's
her.
See.
Yeah.
Let's see. Right now,
pick up
she
that Find
is...
My iPhone right now.
Everybody, let's announce for Josh's girlfriend. Yeah,
right? Oh, she's at home. She's at home.
She's at home?
She's okay.
Is she alone?
So she's probably listening.
I don't know if she's alone, but she's at
home. With her hairstylist?
Oh, no.
No, but that's definitely an okay question to ask. But
right?
Also, I want to point out that your girlfriend is very independent, strong woman. She's been doing it by herself for a minute. So she's probably also not used to just answering where she's at, what she's doing. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things. She don't need no man, but we compliment each other. We try to. And I understand that. So maybe it is that. I mean, you've been single before. Like, do you get annoyed at those?
Oh,
I'm not trying to annoy her.
She's single all
honestly,
the time.
Well, that's why I'm putting myself in her shoes right now, because I would get I'd be like, why you need to know?
But see,
I'm just curious and I want to know about your life.
Because I care about you. I don't know.
Yeah, if you get in a horrific car crash, I'd like to know where you're at.
Well,
thank you.
But you can find my again. You
what if your phone is smashed?
But again, like I guess feel where she's coming from. But I do feel like this is a conversation you can just have with her and be like, "Hey, I'm not trying to like
she's cheating."
You know,
what?
No, she's
no,
not.
I don't think that
she's just cheating.
I don't think that at all. But Katie, what's funny about that is she is, and I feel like your daughter's like this. Obsessed with Find My, like that
so,
app.
Yeah.
She checks that thing more than any social media ever. And again, we've talked about this before. She has 48,000 friends on there. Okay,
yeah.
I have like her and like my mom or something. I never.
Where's your mom at right now?
Probably home. I never.
She's with the pilot.
Oh no! I just never check.
I can't imagine dating right now.
Oh yeah,
with the Find
crazy.
My, like, why in the world would I ever give anyone where I'm at on all times?
Oh, dude.
Even if we were dating, I would never.
No, and even not
dating.
That'd
be dating. Such a deal breaker for me. I'm like, no, I'm not giving
you
that.
It's because when you're heavy and in love right away, you're like, yes, you can know my every move. And then every question, why are you there? Why are you there?
Well, you
why
were
are you
work
there?
A long time today.
But
it's
not even just relationships. Again, like, baby Nana, she has all of her friends. Friends she hasn't even talked to in years. She's like, you know what? What's her name? Hasn't left her house all week. I'm like, you don't talk to her. Why do you care? Like, you know.
I could never. I don't even do that with my wife. We've been together for 2 decades.
I have the baby Nana, and that's it. And she has like 45 people that she follows on Find My. And it just blows my mind. But it is a Gen Z thing to
do. It totally
for sure.
Is.
I hate it.
And I'm sitting here laughing because I have been with Nick Nack for like, I don't even know what it is now, 24 years, whatever, together. Like, if I had been like, gone up to her and I'd be like, hey, where are you going? And she would be like, what do you want to know? I would be like, yeah, you're right. Who cares?
Never mind.
Don't really care.
Don't really, yeah.
Do what you got to do. Have fun. See you when you get back. Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man. We'll see.
I am laughing at all the messages coming in regarding Josh's girlfriend, Princess Pilot, who is not.
I love that name.
I know it's going to stick. You're welcome.
I just
made it up. Princess
Pilot.
And she's not telling Josh where she's going. The women sounding off about this are essentially saying she's not telling you because she's getting Botox, hair extension, and freezing her eggs.
What?
So that's pretty much the consensus on our text line. So they're like, leave her alone. She's freezing her eggs.
Oh, okay. Ladies, you make me laugh. I love
what?
It.
That's why?
You know what? They're
Again,
so frightful.
I have her location.
You guys don't know the story. I guarantee you those eggs are not frozen. From what I hear from Josh. Those eggs are heated up.
Know what that means.
Okay. You know what that means.
Sounds hot.
Everything is warm. All right, this is where we read a listener dilemma. Find out what's going on in your life, and then you guys can sound off by giving us a call and giving your opinion. So have the number ready, 303-691-1649. That'll get you in the studios with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Katie, what you got?
Okay, so this is for all of our animal lovers out there, which I know we have a lot of, so something we can all relate to. It starts, I need advice because my family has accidentally ended up in the middle of what feels like a dog custody situation. About a year ago, our neighbor got a dog. Sweetest dog ever, and at first he would just wander over once in a while when we were outside, and he started hanging out in our yard more, and then he started waiting for my son at the bus stop every afternoon like it was part of his daily routine.
Buddy.
How cute is that? And now they say this dog follows their son everywhere. If my son is riding his bike, the dog's right there beside him. If we're out playing basketball, he's laying in the driveway watching half the time.
He's a good boy.
I know. oh, such a cute little puppy. He's scratching at their door in the morning because he wants to come hang out. So honestly, she says, we all love him. Mm-hmm. My husband jokes that we're basically co-parenting him at this point. My son tells people it's his dog, and I have to awkwardly explain that, no, technically it belongs to the neighbors. Here's the thing, though. I genuinely think this dog's like being at our house more than theirs. It's like he picked us. The neighbors.
I choose you.
It's so hard. Like, dogs do that too. They're like, you are my person and we are going to be together forever. So she goes on to say the neighbors are nice enough, but they don't seem super attached to him. Like, they leave him outside a lot. Most days he ends up spending hours with us anyway. We feed him treats, we give him water, and he acts like he lives with us already. So the question here is, would it be completely inappropriate if I asked them whether they'd ever consider letting us have him?
Can I have your dog?
Yeah. Take him.
Is this crossing a major line? Because part of me feels crazy even thinking it, but another part of me feels like this dog has already made his decision. So what
That's
do you
a funny
think,
question.
JKJ? Is she overstepping a line, or can she ask her neighbor if they can have their dog? That is from Morgan in Castle Rock.
That's a bold move.
I'm kind of siding with Morgan. Especially,
yeah, but it's not their dog.
I know it's not their dog, but if the dog's just outside and they're not really paying attention to it, a lot of people
That's
get
what dogs.
Dogs
do, though.
No, but sometimes. But there are people who, like, will add that dog as their family member. I mean, they get to pick out the movie Friday night, you know? Like,
I love you, Joe.
Part
Mark.
Of it. So I just feel like, you know, Morgan and her family would really embrace this little puppy, Nana.
Sure.
You know?
But you still don't know what's going on in the mornings, at night. Maybe that dog is happy as can be still at the neighbor's house. He just likes to wander around. He's a big dumb dog, right?
He's also three doors down the street. Like,
but if you are like buying
them.
Him food and giving him treats. And
I mean, he follows the sun around.
I love
That's
this.
That's the big part, I think.
This.
You know?
I know we got a ton of pet people, a lot of fur baby, fur moms and dads. That sounds like a kink, right?
Puppy parents.
I'm a fur mom.
I'm a puppy parent.
Puppy parents. Thank you, Katie. I got Snow, Miranda, and Dominique on the lines right now, but if anyone else wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us a real quick recap.
Yeah, well, we had Morgan from Castle Rock write in and say that the neighbor's dog has gotten really attached to her son, follows him everywhere, and so she's wondering if asking her neighbors if they can have the dog is okay.
Can I have your dog?
I know, yeah.
I love
but
your dog.
Definitely hangs out at their house more than the neighbors, so.
All right. Well, that's a mighty bold ask. So what should she do? First up to bat, we'll do Dominique. Hi, Dominique. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, hey. Good morning to you. So what's her name, Katie?
Her name is Morgan.
What should Morgan do about this dog?
You know, I really think she should have a conversation with the neighbor and see if they would be willing to allow them to keep the dog.
How do you broach that,
yeah,
though? Like, how, like,
you
hey,
know,
hey, because to me, real quick, it feels like you're basically telling them that they're not taking good care of this dog.
Kind of, that part.
No, see, I think in a situation like this, you have to use like a little manipulation and not make it seem like it was due to any type of like neglect on their end. So I would just be like, hey, look, like, you know, my kid has never had a dog before. I think he can gain a really valuable lesson out of learning to maintain take care of a dog. And, like, your dog just really seems to enjoy my son's company. And then I would almost, like, go in there, like, you can, like, come see him. Like, it's not necessarily, like, you can.
This is good.
But
yeah.
You got to be careful because some people take advantage, and then you don't know if they're going to be at your house every day. Just finding, like, the proper way to word it and phrase it, but, like, throwing something good in there for them, like it almost benefits them, you know?
I like that. You're invoking your child, and then mm-hmm. you're invoking, hey, there's a little something for you in it, too.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yes.
All right, I'm putting you on team Ask for the Dog, Dominique. Thank you so much for your vote.
Of course.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Dominique. Yep. Bye.
She's awesome. All right, I got Miranda and Snow. Here's Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, what are we doing with this pooch?
Well, I would say yes, because ironically, the same thing happened to me.
Oh, no way.
Where my dog, or that their dog, would constantly come over, somehow get out of their fence, and just come over, scratch on our door, bark and bark until I opened that door. She found me just like she found that dog found the little boy, you know.
Yeah.
It is. I would say yes. And for asking about for the dog, that was a tough question. And yes, I allowed her, the owner, to come and do activities with us, which made it a little bit more easier for her to release this dog to us.
That's a good idea. And I'd have her do all the activities, like come over and clean its teeth and give it a bath.
Right. Clean up the dog poop. Ooh.
You can help us by cleaning the poop.
More of like outdoor activities, like going to the river, picnic. Okay.
Oh,
you know.
Fetch, that kind of
stuff.
So
you got the dog then in this situation?
Yes, I ended up with the dog.
What was the dog's name?
Delilah.
What kind of dog was it?
She was a black lab.
Oh,
yes,
I love me some labs. Oh, I would have asked too.
Yeah, I
she
know.
Was so protective.
Miranda, I got to get you some other calls, but I do have you on team. Ask for that dog.
Yes.
You're
That's
so sweet.
Great.
I could tell. I feel like you were getting a little choked up too, like reminiscing about your doggy. Yeah,
really
I could tell.
Like that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she just recently passed away. So
sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Miranda. We do appreciate you calling in.
Very heartfelt. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Hi, Snow. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. How are you today?
Well, we are super dupes. What are you going to do with this dog?
Well, what I would do first, because maybe it's an expensive dog, is if it was, I would offer them, say, hey, here's what was going on. We'd like to buy it from you, if at all possible, because then we already know the temperament of the dog. And you are welcome to visit it at any time, but we'd like to have it permanently ours.
Oh, offer some money. That's a new thing being thrown in here. Okay. That would give them a little incentive.
Some dogs are expensive. So.
Yeah. Well, especially black labs. I mean, if it's a full-blood black lab.
We don't know what it is, do we? That was our last caller that had the black lab. How much money?
I'd be more concerned it was a small. Well, if they bought it and it's like a pedigreed dog, and if I wanted it that bad, I'd offer them what they offered, they paid for it.
Hmm.
If you know the temperament of the dog, it's
already
got
a habit.
That's
not a bad idea. Go with the ask and go with a fat stack of cash.
I like that route. Yeah.
Essentially, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, no, that would make it easier.
Not bad at
all. The owners there.
Snow, thank you for the very good advice. Yeah. We got three asks, and Josh is saying I have to go to Deb, so I'm going to go to Deb real quick. Hi, Deb.
Oh, hi.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Okay, so there's no evidence of abuse of this dog. It was just following the board.
Yes.
The dog is happy and healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can come and ask me as a pet owner, and this kind of breaks my heart. Then I would never release my dog, you know, to somebody else. Like, they could go to a shelter. That would be a really good thing, and he can get his own dog. But you can ask, but I would never give up my dog, not even for any money. No.
Well, and I get that. I get, you know, again, like when you are a passionate pet owner, of course you're. But I think the difference here is these neighbors, like the dog is outside a lot. Like, they aren't seeing them connect with this dog. And that was kind of her point, is she's like, I don't see them really doting on the dog the way we are. And that's kind of why she wants to ask, is because she can give that dog a better life. Her son
and
loves the dog.
Maybe that's a wake up call for the owners if they do go over there. And talk to the owners. Maybe the owner will say, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
That's a damn good point. That's a great point.
If we love our dog, then we need. And if we don't love our dog, then, go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
But I think that they're going to love their dog. And I think they should just go get their own pet, really.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad idea.
I feel like you're so passionate, too.
I know. I don't want
to. So tell us about your dog.
Yeah, tell us your dog. I want to hear about your dog.
I had two dogs. Daisy lived to be 18 and a half years old, and I had her since she was 7 weeks old. She passed away. I never wanted another dog. And then I saw a dog on Facebook. His name was Manny, and I drove 14 hours round trip. He's from Texas, and picked him up in Kansas, brought him home, sight unseen, and he just loves me to death. And I would never give up my dog.
Oh, so sweet.
Manny sounds great.
He's a good boy.
He does.
I changed his name, though. Oh. Because I'm a Bronco fan.
Yeah.
It's Manning.
Yeah, well done, Deb. Well done.
We like you even more, Deb.
Deb, thank you so much for your passionate call. You're a sweetheart. Thanks for opening up with us.
Have a great morning. Thanks, guys.
You
thanks,
too,
you too. Bye.
All right. Where was I? Her vote? I don't even know.
Well, I think
she just said go to the shelter.
Yeah.
So that's a no ask.
Yeah, I think
so,
she was a no for sure.
Well, you need to write Morgan back.
Yes.
And tell her it was 3-1 this morning.
Yeah, and I think leaning on the sun, you know,
and
making
lean
sure
on the sun
that she
and
knows, offer money.
Fat stacks
yes,
of cash.
Yes, that's how you do it,
fat
Morgan.
Stacks. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. The show wants to know what Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, Mix 100.
I got a little something. I know Josh has something. I want to tell you guys about the tarps off trend that's going around right now in Major League Baseball. So if you're going to a Rockies game and you see a bunch of rando dudes up in one section, all with their shirts off.
Wait, what?
Spinning them around in the air, acting loud, goofy, and singing all sorts of stupid songs. It's called the tarps off trend right now.
They're doing this at ball games?
They are. It's multiple stadiums. It started out in St. Louis, and now it's been in Detroit, Tampa Bay, Philly, Seattle, Anaheim, and yes, at Coors Field. All these dudes are getting their drink on, and they're all kind of gathering in one location in the stands, and they all take their shirts off and start swinging their shirts around. I know, you're okay. All happy right now.
Well, that's how you get me to a Rockies game.
There you go.
They should have started this at the beginning of the season. I would have been to every single one.
The MLB is happy about it. They're saying that attendance is actually up at all the stadiums so far this season, averaging roughly 1,000 more fans per game than a year ago, maybe because of this tarps off trend. They say if it continues, baseball could average 30,000 fans per game for the first time since 2016.
It's exciting.
So they are encouraging the shirtless behavior.
I can't wait to go to a game now.
How do we get the ladies to do this?
Well,
come on. Man, dude, be a pervert.
Wish.
Dude, be a pervert.
Anyway, Katie, if you like abs and nipples,
well, I do.
This is for you, girl.
That's right up my alley.
Tarps off trend. What else is going off?
Well, there's a couple things. Yeah. So, yes, the Avs did lose. I know. I understand. But don't worry. There's good news. There's a silver lining.
Okay. Yay.
Cale Makar might be back for the next game tomorrow night. Okay.
That's good news.
He was injured last game. It showed. There was a hole in the defense. It's okay. He might be back. We're hoping and crossing our fingers. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. On top of that, Aaron Rodgers, the famous Aaron Rodgers for all the women he's dated and everything like that, says, hey, I'm retiring from football.
Yeah.
After this next year. Why? Because the Steelers texted him or called him and said, hey, we'll give you $25 million to play. And he goes, all right, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. I could make it to an extra $25 million this year. He will be back with the Steelers for one more year. And then he says, I'm out. I am done with that. And then to cap it all off, Joey Chestnut is in the news for once that is not in July for his Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He slapped a person in the face.
Oh.
He says it was all in good fun and that he didn't slap him that hard. The police said otherwise. They said, hey, you know what, man? We have it on surveillance video. We see you slapping him. And he goes, you slapped him really hard. And then he looked at the video and goes, yeah, you know what? That wasn't all in good fun. I'm very sorry.
I actually did slap that
guy. He issued an apology. He said, I have to pay $189 and serve 190 days in jail. But they said, no, you don't have to serve the 190 days in jail. Just go and do your thing. You're fine. So he apologized and paid the fine. That's your sports minute right there.
What do I feel like you need to take a splash of Gatorade
right,
right now? Josh is worn out over there. Hey, the Avs lost last night. Bad news. Good news, they get a try again. Here's some headlines floating around this morning. Here's the world's fastest mile-high hype. The oldest continuously operating Red Lobster location in Tallahassee, Florida, is closing on Saturday. It's been open since the 70s.
Aww.
The 13th Annual Avocado Festival in Mexico just witnessed a Guinness World Record, a 15,000-pound serving of guacamole. People are mad at Jessica Simpson right now because she was on a flight to Hawaii, and she and her mom were up in first class, and the children were back in coach.
What?
I know, and people are mad at her for this. Now, she threw the blame onto her mother, saying, Mom bought the tickets. The trip was her treat. I don't know what to tell you guys. She did say, though, she's like, if I had bought the tickets, the kids would have been in first class with me. So she threw it on her mom.
I'm sure the kids like not being by their parents, right? Like,
hells to the yes.
I'm sure everybody was happy.
You can jack around in the back there. Yeah. You could eat a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Your mom's not going to tell you to stop. I got one final thing for you. Heritage Auctions, up for grabs. Matthew Perry's estate items. 130 different items up for sale, including his wallet containing an American Express card and his AAA card. There's a few pieces from the Friends set. There's a Banksy painting, The Girl with the Balloon, estimated at $800,000. A few SAG awards up for grabs. And how about this? A photo album from Jennifer Aniston that she created for the show's wrap-up. And it's a bunch of candid photos from the cast, some private dinner photos, and some quotes in there. Handwritten stuff.
That's up for sale?
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Stick with them.
It's about $5,000 right now if you'd like the photo album. Which is, I think, fairly affordable for somebody who loves Friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bids are going on right now. I think it wraps up June 5th, something like that. Finalizes.
I still miss that guy. You know?
I know. Sad. Funny
so
guy.
Sad.
What's
so
local
sad.
Stuff?
Okay, well, Colorado's favorite funny guys, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they were on Jimmy Kimmel this week. And so, of course, they got off on the topic of saving Casa Bonita.
I'd love to play it for you, but my computer's frozen again.
Oh.
So,
well, aww. They just talked about how it was a really dumb idea for them to undertake that entire remake of that restaurant. Like, it initially, they thought it was going to cost them like $7 million to finish it and restore it and everything. And when they were all said and done, $50 million later,
they did not know what they were getting into.
Absolutely.
Was there not a walkthrough beforehand?
Well, I'm sure there were, but when they started taking down those walls and looking under all those restaurants, like quality hoods and stuff in the kitchen, they
found out. Is that what it was? The restaurant quality hoods?
Well, you know, like the overhead hoods and the grills and stuff. If you've ever worked in a restaurant, that's one of the dirtiest parts of it. I know you're laughing, but that's a big part of it.
They weren't worried about the lead pipes or asbestos. They were like,
oh, I'm sure all of it.
This is not a restaurant quality hood right here.
You know what?
There goes another million.
All of that had to come into play, but they... They were very excited that they could keep one of Colorado's most iconic, treasured restaurants around. They were like, you know, I don't know if we would do it again, knowing what we know now, but
especially
we're glad.
Those restaurant quality hoods.
You know?
We had no idea the
They're
cost
spendy.
Of those.
They're so spendy, but okay.
You're funny.
But it's true. Okay.
That's funny that you jumped to that as their biggest concern. Not that the pipes were completely full of grease.
I worked in a restaurant for a long time, and I know how dirty those hoods get.
This exhaust system, it is not up to code. Write me a check for $50 million.
$50 million
later. I don't even know why I'm talking like this. That's the foreman on the job. Listen, Matt, Trey, whatever your names are, is it going to be about $50 million? These restaurant quality vents.
Do you want to talk about the oatmeal cream pie bandit?
No, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
That's all good. You know what? South Park, wrapping it up for your mile high.
That's all you get with JKJ here at Mix.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Let's get it on. It's time to crush. It's crush-tastic. Hi, Stacy. You made it in.
I made it in. Just finished pickleball, got in the car, turned on, and radio was on, and I took a chance to call in.
And here you are.
Yay, Stacy!
With a pickle bottle, a pickle paddle in your hand. Pickle paddle. Hey, does your pickleball team have, like, a name?
We just play in groups of women, like, three mornings a week that have been playing for 5 years.
And you don't have, like, a cutesy name?
No, because you play with so many different people, so it's not really a team.
Do you walk around the court saying things like though, like, I'm a big deal? Like,
stop it, Katie.
That?
What? No.
That's what I would do.
I will let Stacy win automatically if you do things like that.
Okay.
Don't you worry. Do
I'm 6'2", so a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
I'd say that
Long
all day
arms.
If I was 6'2". Dang, Stacy. Bring it.
What else? Are you retired or do you work?
No, I still work full time. I just kind of start the morning with pickleball.
Oh, what do you do for your job?
Work in telecommunications.
I thought so. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Stacy, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules.
Right.
Would you like to say right? Would you like to say anything to Stacey before you leave, Katie?
Yeah, Stacey, just bring it, that same energy you bring on the pickleball court, okay? Because we about to play.
Yeah, slap it, girl.
Will do.
Okay, good luck.
Stacey, tell Katie to leave the studio for me.
Get out of the studio, Katie.
Yeah. All right, so she goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back into the studios. And I'm watching. I don't want her to cheat. All right, she's in her little room. Let's do it, Stacey.
Yeah.
What Batman villain coined the term, why so serious?
Oh, gosh. The Riddler.
All right. Second question. The movie American Pie, the character Michelle says, that one time at band camp, what instrument did she play at band camp?
Oh, that was a long time ago. I'll say trombone.
All right. When was that? It was in the 90s, wasn't it?
I know. That was a long time ago.
All right. Well, if you thought that one was far back. But these are like pop culture, too, Stacey. I mean, they're
right,
all over the board,
right.
Okay? So... remember Urkel from the Family Matters TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was Urkel's catchphrase every time he messed something up?
Oh, gosh. Did I do that? Did I do that? Did I do that? Something like that?
Did I do that? All right, I'm putting you down. Fourth question. What party prop would appear as a direct warning of Pennywise's the Clown's presence in the movie It? What was the party prop?
A balloon. A red balloon? A balloon.
All right. Put you down for red balloon. And your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What singer went crazy viral for singing a duet with Madonna during her Coachella set this spring?
Sabrina Carpenter. I was at Coachella, but the week after for Stagecoach.
Oh, look at you. Okay, so I'll put you down for Sabrina, and we'll bring Katie back in. Getting back in here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Fine. Good. Let me turn your mic back on. Hi. All right, you ready to play?
Hi, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
What Batman villain coined the term, why so serious?
Joker? Ah.
It was the Joker.
Yeah.
Stacey, you said
between the two.
Yeah, you said Riddler.
Wrong. I was a good guess too.
It was
though.
The Joker. What instrument did Michelle play? Now Michelle was in American Pie. She was the girl that said that one time at band camp. What was the instrument that she played?
It's a flute.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
Yeah, you said a trombone. Whoa.
Whoa.
Do we remember what she did with the flute? Don't say it.
No, I would never
she
say
played
it.
That flute, all right. All right, Katie, remember Urkel from the TV show Family Matters?
Yes,
back
sure
in
do.
The day?
Yes.
Urkel. What did he say when he messed something up?
And I knew that.
Stacey, you also said that.
Oh, yay, Stacey. Okay.
Good job. Here's your fourth question. What party prop would appear as a direct warning of Pennywise the Clown's presence in the movie It?
Oh, the balloon? Is that what you're... Like, the red balloon?
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie scares me still.
Stacey, you said red balloon too.
Yay, Stacey!
Your little laugh every time.
That was so perfect.
Okay, what do I have? You have your fifth one here. What singer went crazy viral for singing a duet with Madonna during her Coachella set this spring?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Stacey, you said the same thing.
Yay, Stacey!
But bad news is, Stacey, you got three. Katie, you got five. You put the definition of crush
it
in
today.
Wow. Katie came to play pickleball, lady.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Darn, I knew all the answers the other day when you couldn't hear the people and Katie had to answer them herself.
We had phone issues. Well,
yes.
Stacey, it was awfully nice meeting you. Thank you for being brave and calling in and playing. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh still wants to come back and talk to you. He's going to get your information so he can send you the podcast, all right?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, awesome. Stacy, hold
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Stacy.
Wow, Katie.
Have a great day.
Jeez, show
I
off.
I know. Sometimes I'm just stronger than I even realize.
Like, so. I don't want to brag, you know what but I, mean? I know a lot about the flute.
I do. I knew that one.